for something like this here, there should be exemptions made, because we're leading up to the Glendone National School, where it's a back road, and it's a very busy school, which has grown significantly in the last number of years, and they have a large number of pupils up there as well. And it's not like every other rural school, maybe in the county, that maybe is getting it tight for numbers. Glendone's actually, it's actually grown for numbers, and it's a credit to them. It's very difficult for buses to get up there in the winter time, and even for staff to get there. And I think us as a council, they're known as honest to make it as easy as possible for them. And anything that we can be done, what we can do, whether we get a smaller spreader to cover that route on its own, because the larger lorry hasn't got the capacity, or if the larger lorry can go straight out to that road once it's finished, the main routes, because we need to do something to make it easier for the buses and the staff to get to the school, because it's a credit to the people in that area that that's the way that school has grown and the facilities up there. And I would like us as a council to do whatever we can to make it easier for them.
You've got the backing of your council colleagues. Officials have promised to review the situation. Are you confident that with the officials reviewing and with the backing of other councillors, you will get action on this and get it in the coming weeks and months before it becomes really necessary?
Well, listen, it'll be under review now, and it's down to capacity now with the council. I'll be hoping that the council do push out the boat and do whatever they can. There is smaller spreaders in the yard, and I'd hope they'd use common sense to get routes like this done, even if it's only for five days where the school is open, to make it safe for the students and the people, the staff, to get to and from the school, because I think it's a priority, and as well for the Bomney Rock Hill Road, where it services the Glen Swilly National School and all the secondary and national schools in Letterkenny. It's definitely a major priority there as well. Say it's the busiest back road in the country, which isn't being served by a gritter. So I'd like the council to look at that aspect as well and see if anything can be done as well for that road, because it's that busy.